Hello, survivors, or anybody listening regarding narcissists and maybe possible narcissistic nightmare, which grows and grows, but you're able to handle it a little better every day. And where I live, the county's dirty, and so is Department of Health and Human Services on Colorado Avenue, where I reported abuse regarding myself. Forget the narcissist, which happened, whole different address for a minute. The guy that sexually assaulted me, DHS man, while I'm screaming no, SEIU 4X man, 6-12-56 birthday. But let's go back to DHS and Colorado Avenue. August 29th, yours truly, and thank you, heroes, because you guys, wow. Anyway, I called approximately 4:15-ish. A lady named Kim Reeves answers the phone. 756-2017, area code 541. Kim Reeves, with spit on my face and my life being threatened, and she's hearing it. But then there's an invalid named Maxine McCready, a little tiny lady, who's being abused by the son of the owner. She wasn't the owner anyway. I don't know how she got it. Okay. Her name was Kelly Baker or Hunt. So Davey spit on me. He's abused him. He abused from one first day. His mother begged me to forgive. Witnesses came over from Roseburg. Many people, kids. I mean, humans. It's been a long time. Anyway, Kim Reeves takes a report regarding me and Maxine McCready, but doesn't do anything about it. Okay, here's what I thought, because I've never had to call before. I thought, like, they come get the invalid and the person in the wheelchair because she had that first surgery stemming from the sexual assault by 6-12-56, DHS, SEIU, 4X man, that pinned my leg back as I'm screaming, no, horrendous. And she changed it. I'm in a wheelchair, keep in mind. No one came and got me or Maxine McCready. August 29th. September 10th, I leave at 7, approximately 7:15-ish. Two daughters to take me to my second surgery stemming from the sexual assault by the DHS, SEIU 503, and 4X and Pornhub and XNXX man. And I'll just say this must be the county's buddy too. Anyway, she did not report it. Her and the whole place is dirty, tangible proof. Anyway, okay, so she doesn't do anything about it. So I pay my rent going out that door, post-rated my rent, gave her cash. She's wearing a dark bathrobe I bought her with my money the night before. It was her birthday. Her husband, Dave, the only one I would trust if I had to, drove me to Walmart. He went in. God almighty, my nightmare kids. Anyway, I paid for a robe. She's wearing it as a post-rated rent? Prorated, excuse me. Said I won't be back. Go to the hospital, have my second surgery. Well, she changed it to I was evicted, her and Kim Reeves at Colorado Avenue, who's a DHS case manager, whatever the hell. APS is who she portrayed herself out as. And I was crying, bawling, my life threatening, and nothing happened. Now, kids, you know, I went to the nursing home, Adamir, horrid female nature, narcissist everywhere, nightmare. But now fast forward. Because of the shenanigans, Kim Reeves and Kelly Baker saying I was evicted for smoking, which I only smoke weed, but anyway, I'm at my friend's house, best friend of 40-some years. She calls and on speakerphone, Kim Reeves said I wasn't abused, there was no abuse. Okay, now, that's December 17th. Now, here we go. Let's go into July, June, okay? June, all right? 21? Is that what it was, kids? Or would it be, let me see, because August 29th, I called, of 21. So we're talking... We're talking June of 22 then, kids. Bill humans, heroes. Somebody named Tammy Sims calls me. I'm driving. I'm in Myrtle Point, headed out Arago. She calls me from DHS Colorado Avenue, and I don't answer the phone if I know it's Colorado Avenue, kids. I keep saying kids because I'm – never mind. Doesn't mean I don't love everybody because it's my kids. Anyway, I'm a widow too. It sucks. But anyway – get a phone call from Tammy Sims from Colorado Avenue, Department of Health and Human Services, 541-756-2017. Sorry if I sound cocky. It's been a long time. She wants to know about, she wants to investigate Maxine McCready's abuse allegations, allegedly, which is, I'm the one that called. I'm the one that heard the moans and the nightmare. Davey making her take an ice cold shower, screaming at her because he wouldn't stop doing his Pennywise stupid YouTube videos long enough to go change her soiled pants she was moaning about. Ice cold, I said ice cold. She's screaming and moaning. Well, little did I know when Tammy Sims called me from Colorado Avenue, 756-2017, area code 541. Maxine McCready is dead. She died less than 2 months after I made that call to Kim Reeves on Colorado Avenue, who her parents are just shaking. I don't know what she looks like, never met her, and I don't want to. But she died from abuse. The place is shut down now, thank God, I've been told. Do I Google or check for sure? No, because I don't like letdowns, people. Heroes. But I've been told by several people, including the hospital worker. Okay, so Maxine was killed. And Kim Reeves got away with, it's murder, people, isn't it? She didn't do a damn thing about that little tiny lady that couldn't even stand on her own. And I still haven't got the niece's phone number who I met. Her name was Diane. I think it was Wolf. Because they won't give me the phone number. I kind of gave up on it. It's been a while. But no justice still, heroes. Not from that, which is completely illegal and just incredible, right? Or from the DHS, SEIU, 4X, Pornhub, XNXX, man, 61256 that sexually assaulted me while I'm screaming no. Or the county, Michael R. Smith, who I called May 29th, 2020, took a police report, but he had to go because he had a real domestic abuse call to take. Didn't call me back, so when I called him back, he said, let me get this straight. Him thumping on your CLIT gave you gangrene. True story, people, humans, heroes. That's what this Michael R. Smith asked me. Sick to my stomach. I don't remember what else I said, but I stayed with it. And so he sent Dave Ritz, little D deputy, little D Dave, little R. Ritz, to take my report again, because he's going to be the air quotes investigator, in air quotes, over here to Coos Bay Police PD. Keep in mind, Michael R. Smith, deputy, and little Dave Ritz working on Baxter Street in Coquille at the county seat. But Michael R. Smith, whose mom and dad are not proud of him either, sends deputy little D to Coos Bay PD, where I met him. He took my report. And he talked to no one. Not my therapist, not the doctors where I was hospitalized 6 days, 5 days, 6 nights, or whatever, 5 nights, 6 days, checking my heart and lungs, because the psoas muscle, the assaulter knocked out, is a rare injury. And it caused gangrene in the opposite foot. Quandary, but I had researched it because you heroes taught me you better research stuff. Deputy Dave Ritz wrote this because when I got a call 1 year after reporting May 29th to Michael R. Smith, who I don't ever want to see either. I get a call from Crime Victim Services out of Salem, Oregon, which is our capital city. Thank God. And a girl named Shauna. I'm going to stick with that. That's what I remember. Shauna offered me therapy. She said, you know, the DA didn't find enough evidence. I got sick, kids. I called this kids again. Sorry. I got sick. I dropped the phone a couple times, or for sure once. I hung up. I don't remember what we said, but it was goodbye, and I thanked her. So then I got vocal, whether it was through phone calls, podcasting, twittering, I don't know, but a Karen McClintock, a deputy prosecutor, a deputy DA, however you word that, not Paul Frazier, the big honcho, the big shot. I get a call from a lady named Karen McClintock, and I thank her, and I'm sure parents are proud, and God bless her. She said, and I'm driving out Libby. I remember specifically, I take the call. It's her, and she says, you know, I'm getting a little shaky, you guys. Anyway, she said, you know, I don't do the investigation. I didn't know how it worked, even though I took college and different careers. Never mind, because I used to work down there. I took Law 101, criminal law, and criminal just different courses. I forgot that the DAs don't go out and, air quotes, investigate. It's Deputy Little D. Ritz that was supposed to do that, who again spoke to zero people, not Kate Parrott of DHHS, Colorado Avenue. I don't know if she works there still. Who's the first person I told? And she, in my living room, with witness, instantly took the hours that people help you, whatever, to 35 per week. and didn't report it. I mean, she didn't do it. I assumed that would happen. But anyway, so he didn't speak to her. He didn't speak to family, my therapist, my friends, the hospital staff, the surgeon, zero people. And here's what he wrote in his report, because lovely Karen McClintock, who I have not met either, but I owe her big time, as I do you heroes. I read the report to me three times. Me, my name, Joe, had sex and was injured. I had sex and was injured, which is so far from the truth. He forgot to put in the screaming no, the leg pinned out, hip and psoas muscle knocked out. He just forgot to mention that because he spoke to no one. So however it happened, I thanked her. And by the way, I did drop my phone, I think, three times on Libby, shaking, because I might sound strong. We're human. This is incredible. I'm paying this government here on Baxter Street in Colorado to abuse people. Myself, I've never had... it's incredible. But anyway, I'm sorry I get excited. So I get passed through to little D-dip-dee-dee-boo, little Dave Ritz. Somehow I'm passed through. I said, why didn't you investigate? He says, okay, five times, like a third grader. I know what he's doing. For whatever reason, God gave me a little gift, as he did all of us. I said, why do you keep saying okay? Because I assume there's someone, I know there's someone standing within his vicinity, because he's just little Dave, dippity do, little D Ritz. If he was a head honcho, he wouldn't have to do the fake okay thing five times. Why do you keep saying okay? Keep in mind, I'm the victim here, and I don't like it. And I'm paying these people. We're paying these people, kids, you humans. So, okay, five times. I said, why do you keep saying okay? Because you want to argue. I said, no, I'd like justice. I want justice. He said, I recorded our interview, you know, and I said, push play. And then public appealing ever since. When I finally got hold of his supervisor, little D. Looney, Captain Dan Looney. Rude as hell. When he finally, seriously, it took a long time to him to call me back. And just constant public appeals. I mean, bugging him, however you want to word it. He calls me and he says, Dave's going to do it again, which is like saying, nothing, because Dave didn't do a damn thing the first time. Remember, he said he recorded the damn interview, so it should be easy, Dan Looney. But anyway, I said, I don't want to ever see little D, Dave Ritz again in my life. Humans, keep in mind, I do, think about it. This guy wrote I had sex and was injured, not the truth. Anyway, I didn't want to ever see him again. I told Captain Little D, Dan Looney, this. He said, too bad. Ritz is it. That's a verbatim. Ritz, Little D, comes up to the hospital. I have to sign papers. Why didn't I sign those the first time, humans? I don't know. But again, he spoke to no one. And I've heard nothing. The FBI said to call one more time down to Baxter Street, bad boys. I talked to the chief of police, which I didn't know was in Coquille. But anyway, and hadn't thought of that. And though Paul Frazier. And I did. That's probably been 7 months ago. Zero justice. I just found out that Pornhub, XNXX, 4X man, SEI 503, DHHS man, the man that sexually assaulted me, left me lame 2 3/8 inches short over here, the covert narcissistic, malignant narcissist, giving food away down here at our mall. On Thursdays, because people tell me things. Also, he must have something on Frazier, but I don't know, because I found out this county's being sued by a prosecutor that moved here, wanted to raise his children here. Left here, his name Michael, last name starts with a C, C-H. Left here, because old Paul Frazier doesn't investigate any sexual crime here in Coos County, Oregon. Zero. So these women and men that have been sexually violated are having to walk around with their assailants, looking at them, knowing they're here and there. Zero justice. Believed, ironically, but zero justice. So, maybe Frazier's not compromised, but why doesn't Frazier, the DA, investigate? Why would... I mean, what's going on, people? Can you believe it? It's 2024 and Happy New Year, and keep looking up. Zero justice. And what I mean by... what's my desired outcome? Him to be held accountable. And now the county and DHS people, Maxine's dead. And I've offered help to Paul Frazier on other cases, including a murder that he knows damn well he did not get the right person when 2 days later after the brother of the victim dead said, we're coming from Kentucky. You better hope the cops find you before we do, because they know who the real killer was. That's one of Paul's criminal informants. We did a few little bit of time here at Shutters Creek, which is now shut down. I argued with my sister about whether he should be there or not, because he was a violent dude. Violent what he did. And he was a street pharmacist. And I've been told, no, he was a criminal informant for Paul Frazier, too. Either way, he don't get killed after he gets out of Shutters Creek. They kill a man that people went to school with, humans, not the killer. And they know it. I offered help. No one got hold of me. So not long ago, I sent him a picture of the lovely woman whose son is now orphaned because the murderer, the criminal informant, it wasn't his dad. He was already, had already passed. But Frazier never wanted my help. 25 years ago, a little boy was sodomized. Okay? They said he was choked to death. No, he was sodomized, people. Somehow that gets changed. Thank God. So sodomite only did 25 years, apparently. I didn't go to any proceeding, but I reported it. They were supposed to be there in 30 minutes. They didn't go. That's talking DHHS. And why the county coroner said it was a choking incident? That means the sodomite's going free, kids, humans. For whatever reason, never met the coroner in my life. I just called. It was 7:30 in the morning. You better look again. Okay, sodomy. He got 25 years only for killing a 2-year-old boy. DHS didn't do their job. They never do. Never have. Feral kids, dead invalids, and myself spit on and my life threatened. And more. I could go on and on. Christine Shipman, head honcho out there at Colorado Avenue. You know. I know. You too, Kim Reeves. Marcy Turner, I have some respect for you. Jamie Mooney, quite a bit. Tammy Sims, I'm really starting to have respect for you too. You could, because of HIPAA, you couldn't tell me things when you were investigating the. You told me abuse, but she was dead when you called me. She died less than 2 months after I reported it. But back to the sexual assaulter, he's running around free, handing food out in our mall down here, which is told by a good person. And I'm fired up. Zero justice. And Paul Frazier. Apparently, he's been elected 8 times, people, human beings, and everyone I've asked is blown away by that. 33 years. Whose son had sex with a 13-year-old. 5 of them did. This is a true story. 5 people had sex with a 13-year-old, all above 15, because major. Why do I mention 15 years old? Because Oregonians, not me, I don't vote, remember? Oregonians voted in major 11. That means if you're 15 and you have sex with an underage. You're going to get tried as an adult. Everybody but Paul Frazier's son has to report as a sex offender and got in trouble for it. But not Paul Frazier's son. No. Junior doesn't have to, file as a sex offender. Which this town is, I have a new revelation. It's astounding. Department of Correction and DHHS conglomerated and made a corporation. And they got, people tell me things. You have to be a sex offender to get in that deal. True story, that's a verbatim quote, but let's stick with this. Paul Frazier's son, he brings over a judge from Douglas County. He gets off. He did a little bit of time, but he's not a sex offender. He does not have to report. Because Paul Frazier's dirty. And he does not investigate sex crimes here. And that's why one of his deputy prosecutors is suing him. My desired outcome is justice. And for all these reptilian narcissists, what hybrid, I don't know what they are, because they're not normal humans. This is not normal human behavior to allow this. I will say hats off to anybody in Salem, to all of you who changed the law, statute of limitation in Oregon is 6 years now for sexual violent crimes, however you word it. And no means no, right? And hashtag me too. I've been wanting justice a long time, not just for myself, but for Maxine McCready, that little boy that was sodomized, and all these other women and men I've met in this county that whisper and have been violated. I want justice. I think you guys are heroes. The nightmare gets better. I guess so. I just heard astounding things within the last 48 hours. Someone said, I won't even go into that one. Anyway, God bless, Godspeed, and look up. I love you guys, and I thank you for having shared your information. I didn't even know what a narcissist was when I started this nightmare. Or he started it, however it goes down, went right in. And by the way, DHS and I didn't even know the word then, because 25 years ago is when they were supposed to get that little boy they didn't get. 25 years. Apparently there's a movie about it, but no mention of, hey, phone call, you got to get over there and get that little boy. So I assumed the government was doing what they're supposed to, had their good hat on, not Team Demon, they were on Team Good. 30 minutes, they'd have that boy out of there. I followed the rules. 3 months later, they call me at 7-something in the morning to tell me he's dead, that he choked on some cellophane. I slid down the wall. Only by God's grace did I call a coroner, say, you better look again, having no idea how. I knew DHS was supposed to get him 3 months before that, though. I went on a Sunday. I had to make the call because of their checklist, right? Ironically, it wasn't the person that was on that checklist that killed him. His dad put $5 million up. And had I not called, he would be walking around free. He even got the mama to marry him. Because when he, sorry to be gross, he sodomized the baby, and then he shoved his cigarette shit in the little baby's throat. So coroner's going along with that, knowing, bleeding little tiny pop can size rear end, because later I lived in the house of his grandpa's house, of the baby, of the sodomized dad, who put the $5 million up. Fraser knows who he is. So do a lot of people. Anyway, keep in mind, DHHS, dirty, crooked, feral kids. Hopefully it's getting a little better. I do believe there's light shining. I won't go into that now. I believe there's some shining down at the county, too. Because some of us have lights, and we're going to keep shining it where the darkness is. Like you heroes. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for sharing your information. Because I was pew out there. Anyway, God bless, Godspeed, look up, and if you see the narcissists, walk on by, because they're lying, lurking, and waiting to pounce, and they are gonna mess with your head, and there's no coincidences, right? Okay, God bless, Godspeed again. Sorry I got fired up, but Happy New Year. Peace and love.